In the beginning of Parsha Shmini, one gets the impression from the Psukim as if the avodah that was done on Shmini Lemiluim had to be done dafka by Aaron HaKohen. In fact, Rashi writes like that on the Chumash, and Rashi in the beginning of Yuma writes like that. And in the Sefer on Chumash by the Talmidim of Rab David Soloveitchik, they quote the Rab Velvela made such a comment, such a Rashi in the end of Zochim, also like that. But the Rashash in the beginning of Yuma points out what the Rab Velvela pointed out a century later, that that the Chumash says B'feirush that Bnei Aharon did the Hilochas Adam, just as Rikas Adam was done by Aaron. But the Hilochas Adam is done by Bnei Aharon. See, if the Shmini Umaluim would be the same as Yom Kippur, so on Yom Kippur, all the Avodas have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So I think what they say in Yeshivas is that that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi didn't mean that the Avodah has to, all the Avodas on Shmini Lemilum had to be done by Aaron HaKohen. It means that he had to supervise everything. Unlike all year long, it's not his responsibility. It's not the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol to supervise every single Avodah. It is the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long and to supervise, generally speaking, to oversee everything. But on Shmini Lemiluim, it was his specific obligation to supervise every step of the Avodah. But you can't say that you need the Avodah has to be done dafka by the Kohen Gadol. The Chumash says that when he was zorik the dam of the Chatos, so he did Matan Etzba. He did the Zrikas Adam the Etzboi. That's what the Rashi points out from the Gemara, that all other karbonos aside from Chatos, you have the dam and the klisharis, and you do either a zrika, meirochik, or a shvicha, mikorev, and the yisaydam is bech, and over here, by chatos, you need a matan etzba, you have to do it be'etzba mamish. The Gemara in the first parak in Beitzo has a machlokes b'shamay b'shilo, or is it the second, I think the second parak in Beitzo. The Mishnah has machlokes b'shamay b'shilo, the few machlokes, whether you bring Oelas Ria is Decha Yantif or not. Shamech Hagige, they all agree. The Mishnah says they all agree you can bring on Yantif. Oelas Ria is a machlokes. Oelas Ria is not Decha Shabbos, because in order to be Decha Shabbos, you have to be Karbish Hezmano Kavua. The definition of Karbish Hezmano Kavua for the purpose of being Decha Shabbos is Mano Kavua, that if Ava Yom a bottle Korbana. So the Eulas Ria, if he didn't bring it today, he can bring it tomorrow. So it's not Ovi Yom Batal Karbanah. But for the purposes of the Chiyas Yontif, that's the Machlokes Bisham Basil. So Basil hold that the definition for Korban Shezmana Kavua for Yontif to be Decha Yontif is Ova Zmana Batal Karbanah. It's not Ova Yomo. If he didn't bring the Korban Eulas Ria on the first day Yontif, you can bring it on Chalamay. So it's not going to be Ova Yomo. So for the purpose of being Deicha Shabbos, it has to be Zman HaKavu, Ava Yom HaBatal Kapana. For the purposes of being Deicha Yontif, so this Hillel, I rub the opinion, that's how we paskin, that if it's Ava Zman HaBatal Kapana, so since you only have a week, or on Sukkot you have 8 days, there's Tashlum, and even on Shmini Atzeres, even though it's a regular Bifnei Atzma for Bes HaKeshev, but it's still Tashlum, and if you didn't bring the other three on the first day, you can bring it later. So they still argue with Beishame, they hold that the Eulah Sri is Dechi Yont. Then there's another machlokes, whether you do smicha on Yontav or not. So the Gemara has two biurim in Beishame. What do Beishame hold? That you don't need smicha at all. Eulah Schaiva doesn't have smicha at all. Or the smicha is not Dechi Yont, because when you do smicha b'chol kochi, you mishtamish b'balei chayim. And that's a gzera de Rabbanah. So Beishame hold that you don't need tekef the smicha shchita. So he could have done the smicha on Erev Yantav. If still hold, no, you need to take the smicha shchita. So he couldn't have done the smicha on Erev Yantav. And that can be because of Exera the Rabban and also the Shtamish by Bali Chaim. They declared all Bali Chaim as Mukta. So you're not going to be mvatl the dinder ice of smicha and carbonus that you have to bring on Yantav. So in the middle of that sugya in the Gemara quotes the posuk here in Parsha Shmini. By a crave, it's the last aliyah, the last pasuk in the first aliyah, right before Sheni. By a crave, so I love, by a seha kamish pot. What do you mean kamish pot? So the Gemara interprets, by a seha kamish pot, Kimishbad Oilas Nadaba. This was an Oilas Chayva. They were mechuyev to bring the Oila. So he brought the Korban Oila, Kimishbad Oilas Nadaba. Just like by Oilas Nadaba, the Chumash says in the very first psukim in Chumash Vayikra, says that you need smicha. And by Oilas Chayva never says that you need smicha. So the Gemara understands, Vayaseh Kamishpat, he did smicha. That's the Pashup Pshat in the Gemara. So this is problematic because there's a Mishnah in the end of Menachos that says, smicha can only be done by the Bala Korban. Let's say I bring a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. I live in New York and I have to bring a Korban. So I wire money to Yerushalayim and I say, bring a Shlamim, bring an Oila, bring whatever Korban I might be here, bring a Chatas, an Asham, whatever I might be here. So they can be makrav the kabon. Someone else will do it. But smicha can only be done by the Bala Korban. If the Bala Korban is not there and he sends a Korban like the shliach does not do smicha. So Korban Tzibur, the Tzibur is the whole Klal Yisrael. So we're going to have all of Klal Yisrael is going to do the smicha. So the Chachamim were concerned. There's Malabais, they were concerned. Hech Korbanu Shalodim Korbanu Emir Al Gabav, how can you mark a Korban? The Chatchila, the Bala Korban is supposed to be there. It's not right that he stays in New York and he wires the money to Yerushalayim. So the mitzvah Bishlei Musa is Lechatchila, more correct is he should be there. He says in Shulchan Aruch, that's why the Avi HaBen should stand next to the mol when he does the Bris Milah. So the Mechaber writes that the reason for that practice is Mitzaveu, he should be Madia the mol that he wants him to serve as his Shaliach. And the Bir Agro gives a different reason that based on the Zohar, when the father supervises the Bris Milah on his baby, it's considered as if the dam bris that comes out of the baby, hatavas adam, is considered as if it's like a carbon. That's just like there's a din, yamashmini bahali yiratza the carbon ishal Hashem. You can't bring a carbon within the first 8 days, within the first 7 days. You have to wait till the yamashmini. So the Zohar said the same din applies to bris milo, that you shouldn't do the bris milo before the 8th day. The baby has to experience Leil Shabbos. The experience of Leil Shabbos enables the animal to be kosher l'akrava, enables the baby to be royal l'mila, because l'mila is a certain form of hakrava's hakrav. So since there's a klal lech, kabbana shalon and karveinu emir al gabav, that's why we recommend, that's why we insist that the Avi HaBen, if it's possible, if the baby was born in California, the father's in Eretz Yisrael, so he can't attend the bris. Okay, they'll do the bris l'mila b'shmini without him. But whatever it's possible, the Avi HaBen should be there, not because of the reason that the Mechaber says l'hodiyo shehu shlucho. Bir Agro says her chabanu shalom and karbeinu emir agavu. So because of that consideration, the Chachamim introduced the Mishmaris. They divided Klal Yisrael into different groups, and every week a different group, different families will come to the Beis Hamikdash, and they'll stand there, representing all of Klal Yisrael, because it's the Tamidim himself, and that are brought every day of the year. Tamidim are brought every day, the Masaf, and Shabbos, and Yantav, and so on. So these are Karbanas Tzibah, so the Tzibah should be there. So the Anshe Mishmar, the Anshe Mishmar who come to the Beis HaMikdash are representing all of Klal Yisrael. Every week you switch the Anshe Mishmar of Klal Yisrael representing the rest of Klal Yisrael. So true, they represent Klal Yisrael vis-a-vis that din, Ech Kabbana Shalom Karbeinu, Emer Agabab, that din Lechatchila. But when you get to the din of Smicha, then only the Bala Korban does Smicha, the Anshe Mishma cannot do Smicha. So Kabbana Sibur, as a principle, the Mishnah says, Kabbana Sibur, you don't have Smicha. There are a few exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah Menachos lists off. Par Halam Dovah Shal Tzibur is a Korban Sibur, and several of the members of the Bez Nagadol represent Klal Yisrael to do the smicha. That's a Korban Tzibur. And then I think on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does a smicha representing the Tzibur. There's Machlokes HaTanaim, whether there are two or three exceptions to the rule. So over here, it's problematic. So I said the Torah Tmima raises the question. So he gives some kind of an answer. How can it say, Vayasel Kamishpat Kimishpat Oilas Choyv Kimishpat Oilas Nedoba, just like by Oilas Nedoba. In the opening psukim in Chumash Vayikra, it says you need smicha. So to over here, he did smicha. What do you mean he did smicha? This is an Oilas Tzibur. Oilas Tzibur doesn't have any smicha. That's going to say it was Irash. Sure, it doesn't say. So the Torah Tmima fudges a little bit. He tries to give a little yishuv to this issue. The psukim say that Aaron, they did kmitza on the mincha. By a kerbis hamachra, by malach apam imenavak talam isbeach. And what they do with the shirayim? So they ate the shirayim. They ate the shirayim. How does it say? Chlua matzah says talam isbeach. He ate the shirayim. So this is a question that's raised by the Tanoim in Mishnah Yishkolim. If you have a minchas koyin, so you don't do kmitza. The minchas koyin, normally a mincha that's the bala mincha is a Yisrael or a Levi, so he brings the mincha to Beis HaMikdash, the kind does kmitza, you burn the koymetz on the mizbeach, and then the shiori ha-mincha, necholim nezicher kunet, it's a din of kochi kochim, it's necholim zicher kunet, yom elay lat chatzois in the azor. But if you have a minchas kayin, so the pasuk says you don't do kmitza, kol al tokto, you burn the whole thing. So the korban sibur is paid for with machzal shekel money, and it's a shutfus of all of kol Yisrael. So you have kohanim levim and Yisraelim. So the Mishnah says in shkolim, akohanim dorshim mikra zeli atzma. The kohanim made up their own drasha to come to the conclusion that they don't have to participate in machzal shekel, because if they'll give machzal shekel, then all the menachos that are brought, the minchas ha'emer is one. when you bring a minchas in this game, when you bring a mincha in conjunction with nisach hayayin, in conjunction with a korban of a behema, so then you don't do kmitza. Then you burn the whole mincha. But if you bring a mincha bo b'fnei atzma, like the minchas ha'emer, so then you do kmitza and you eat the shirayim. That's like in today's sedra. They brought a mincha bifnei atzma, and Moshe told them, "Mechlo matzah zeitel mizbech kodesh kadoshim he." So the shaila is, how can they eat the shiori hamincha? Mincha's kain is kolol toktor. So that's why the kohanim dorshim mikra zeli atzma. They decided that they are not allowed to give machzah shekel. They'll give machzah shekel, so it'll be a shutfus between the kohanim and the rest of Klal Yisrael. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. They held the kohanim dorshim mikra zeli atzma. They held kol kohen hashekel chote. If a kohen gives machzah shekel, he's sinning because he's becoming a shutif in the minchas ha'omer, and then they're not allowed to eat to shiori ha'mincha. And the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, who was the chief rabbi at the end of the Baal Sheni period. Rabbi Yechim and Zaka was chief rabbi for 40 years, the Gemara says. He worked for 40 years, and then he retired at the age of 40. And then he started learning and became the Gadol Hador by the age of 80, and then he became the chief rabbi, and he lived till the age of 120. And while he was chief rabbi, they made 9 takonis. Quite a few of them have to do with the fact that the Baal Sheni was Charev. So the Mishnah Kos, Habich Mazaka says, wrong. Kol koin she'ena shekel choyte. If the koin who doesn't give machza shekel is doing an aver, there are mechuyif to give machza shekel. Aye. What's with the need of minchas kain kolot tiyeh, kolot toktor? You're not allowed to eat the shiori ha-mincha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. A korban sibur is not the korban shutfim. It's not a shutfim between all kohanim levim Yisrael, all the Jews are alive today. It includes Klal Yisrael from the days of Avraham Avinu till the Abiyas HaMashiach. It includes all of Klal Yisrael, and it's more than the whole, the sum total is more than all of the parts put together. It's not considered a shutfis, and part of the shutfim are kohanim. Klal Yisrael is a nuchal Hashem bailus, Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is not a kohen. Klal Yisrael is a concept. So that's why the Shiori HaMincha, they were permitted to eat the Shiori HaMincha, because it wasn't considered a minchas kohen. The Pasuk mentions the very last, no, next to the last Pasuk in the second Aliyah, Yisaren Nisyara Balom by Borchim, he said, Yerech Hashem Yishmerech, Yerech Hashem Porvelech, Birchus Karim, Vayerech Nasar Sachatus for Ho'ilo Bahashlamim. So the Gemara in Soita has all of the dinim of Duchening, because starting from around Daf Lamed or so, you have Perik El and Demorim. First, the first 30 blot in Soita are about the dinim of Soita, then it's finished. And starting from Daf Lamed to the end of the Mesichta, talks about like Inyonim, like Brochus. So Be'er and Amorim starts off, which mitzvahs of Amir can be fulfilled only in the original Hebrew? Kriya Shema, Zemach Lekis HaTanayim, Ayyoyotzi in translation, or do you have to recite Kriya Shema in the original Hebrew? Sfiras Ayma is not mentioned in Mishnah, but that's a double push. There is no text. There's no specific text for Sfiras Ayma. So Rav Soloveitchik said the Mishnah doesn't have to say that's a double push. Shavuos HaSoita can be said in any language that she understands. She has to understand the language. And the Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a Shailah, Bichas HaTorah. So Bichas HaTorah, usually Kiddush, Abdullah, davening, there has a text, not a text in the Chumash. Davening has a text, Anshe Knes HaGdala, one Mesakin. You're not allowed to be Mishana. So the Shaila is, if you daven in translation, is that called Mishana? So we paskin davening in Kiddush and Abdullah can be recited in translation. What about the, I get an aliyah, and I don't know how to pronounce Hebrew. Can I say the bracha in English? So the Mishnah says that the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur is a din deraisa. The Kohen Gadol has to learn, in addition to doing the Avodas Yom Kippurim, has to learn from the Parsha. And the Hakel is also a din deraisa, Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. So the two Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa. Same thing by Sreifas HaPorah, also is a din deraisa. Whenever it's a Kriyas HaTorah deraisa, the Brichas HaTorah before and after, Shabbach HaBana, Shanasananu, has to be in the original Hebrew. If you say in translation, you're not Yotze. But all year long, whoever gets an Aliyah, so that that's implied from the Mishnah. That can be in translation. So the Mishnah mentions it, that Duchening has to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew. If a Kohen can't pronounce Yivarech Echa, can't pronounce Echav, then you shouldn't Duchen. He has to be able to pronounce, like when you do chalitza also, the psukim have lo chafasti lekachto. You have to be able to pronounce it. You have to say it in Hebrew. And if the person can't pronounce Hebrew, then the whole chalitza is possible. Even though the kriyas psukim is not mi'akev, the three different opinions in the Tanoim, we paskin, the kriyas psukim is not mi'akev, even the rekika is not mi'akev. The only thing that's mi'akev is the chalitza sasana. But the Gemara says, if he's roi lebila, ain't abila me'akevus. But if he's not roi lebila, then bila me'akevus. Mitzvah b'shleimusa is to do the chalitza with the rikika, with the kriyas apsukim. If he's unable to do kriyas apsukim, he can't talk. Let's say he's mute in ilim, so he can't do chalitza. He's possible to do chalitza, or he can speak, but he can't pronounce cha. Some Americans, he can't pronounce cha, so he can't say lo hafat stil akachta. Say lo hafat stil akachta. So you have to train him, even if he's not going to say the psukim. He has to be able physically, he has to be able to pronounce the letters in the psukim. He can't pronounce it, isn't it? So the Mishnah has that din, the duchening has to be in Hebrew. So the Gemara has roiv of the din, and most of the din of duchening appear there in Perek El Anamah. So the Gemara learns that from this pasuk, V'yisayim nesodah v'alavah v'archem, v'ayered me'asas achatas v'ayelov ha'shlamim, the only duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. So that leads Rabbi Yankev Femden. Rabbi Yankev Femden was the son of Chacham Tzvi. He was an Ashkenazi. Chacham Tzvi was got smicha from a Sfardish goyim, and he was a rav of Sfardish kelis. But he was an Ashkenazi. He wasn't a Sfardi. So the Rabbi Yankev Femden, his son, wrote a sefer called Morik Tzia on the Turim Beis Yosef on Arachaim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes every so often things from Rabbi Yankev Femden. So here he quotes from Rabbi Yankev Emden, and Simen Kuf Chav Ches and Arachaim. That's the Simen about Duchening, as all the Dinim of Nesias Kapayim. So he quotes from the Sefer Morik Tzia that Duchening Bizman Hazeh is only with the Rabbanim. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not in the Bir Halacha, it's not in the Shaar HaTzion. There's an asterisk on top of the page, and there's a footnote on the bottom of the page, not in the Shaar HaTzion. So in the footnote, he quotes Rabbi Yankev Emden, writes in the Morik Tzia that Duchening Bizman Hazeh is obviously only with the Rabbanim. Because the Gemara says in Soita, you only duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. So today it can't be there, I said. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he's wrong. With all the respect, he's wrong. That it's, he quotes Gemaras and Sifreis, that is there, I said, Bismanazah. The question is, he's wrong, but he's right. So of course, the Gemara does say, based on this pasuk, that you only duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. So how can it be that Duchening today is deraisa? So that's Rav Soloveitchik said over from the Keren Ora. Basically, the whole answer appears. Keren Ora is on Soita, on that Gemara and Eilu Namarim. So basically, Kaminar has the whole thing. Rav Soloveitchik gathered it on. He schmaltzed it up a little bit. He explained it better than the Kaminar. So he said, "There's a just like there's a Korban Yochid and there's a Korban Tzibur. So there's a Tfilas HaYochid and a Tfilas HaTzibur. Chazaras HaShatz is not just that the Chazan says the Shmoneh Esrei out loud to be Moitzi the Ein HaBaki. What motivated them to introduce Chazaras HaShatz is to be Moitzi the Ein HaBaki. But once they introduced it as a new thing, as a Tfilas HaTzibur, just like there's a Korban. And the Gemara says, Am Shabasadis, the people who live on the farms and they live far away from the city. And they don't daven tefillah b'tzibur. They just like the yotze when the Kohanim are makriv the tminim himself in the Beis Hamikdash. All the Jews all over the world are yotze, even though we're not there in the Beis Hamikdash. Ech korban shalod and kor beinayim ragaba b'zonli lachatchil. It's not miyake b'di'evit. That's how the Achronim point out. It's not miyake b'di'evit. So too, even the people who don't go to shul, am shabasad, is the people who live on the farms and they live too far away from the city. They can't come to shul. The yotze with the chazaras hashatz. They have to daven tefillas hayochid if they're able to, but the yotze with the chazaras hashatz, that's a tefillas hatzibur. Just like everybody's yotze with the korban tzibur, even though they're not there in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Shulti Giborim writes at the end of Rosh Hashanah on the side of the Rif. He writes as tefillas hayochid, tefillas hatzibur, and the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Am Shabbasa, this is yotze. So he says, just like the Jews all over the world, the yotze with the akrobas, hakarbonas, tzibur, and the Beis Hamikdash, even though they're not there. So the same is everybody's yotze with the chazaras hashatz, with the tefillas hatzibur. So then Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Kaminar has it basically the same idea. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei, so you say, Shema Kaleinu Kabel Berachamim Berotzen Es Tefillah, saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemea Tefillah. And then what do you say the next line? Please accept the tefillos. That's what you just said. Then you say the same thing again, the next line. So Rav Soloveitchik explained this part is from the Bala Tanya. The Tanya writes, I think in the Shaar Yichud V'Emuna, if I'm not mistaken, that the term Ritzui is the technical term that appears in Tanakh Ruba de Ruba in connection with Karbonis. It appears also in connection, the Bala Tanya points out, it appears in connection with fasting Taneisim. Eizetzon efcharehu erzabo. There is such a lotion, because when a person fasts, niot chelba v'dama is considered as if it were brought as a korban on the Mizbeach. So also it's korbanos. If the korban is kosher, so the Mishnah says hurza, the korban is posel, the Mishnah will say loy hurza, it's not accepted. So ritzu is a technical term that usually applies ruba de ruba in connection with karbonas. So that's the difference between Shema Kaleinu, Kabel Berachamim, Berotzen Es Tefillaseinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept that tefillas. Then we say, "V'tzei b'am chisol v'is tefillas," and please accept the tefillas as if we had brought a karbon, as if they had been a karbon. So when a yochid is davening tefillas hayochid, when he says ritzei, he succeeds in converting his tefillas hayochid into a karbon yochid. When the Chazan is repeating the saying the Chazaras HaShatz, he's davening Tfilas HaTzibur. And he says Ritzei, so he succeeds on the level of the Raisa, he succeeds in converting the Tfilas HaTzibur into a Korban Tzibur. So when the Chazan says the Tfilah Ritzei and he converts the Tfilas HaTzibur into a Korban Tzibur, that Minatera, that works Minatera, that enables the Kohanim to Duchen. So that's why the Gemara says the Kohanim have to at least start walking towards the Bima, towards the Duchan. Duchan is the platform where they're supposed to stand higher. Everyone should hear the brachas. So the Kohen who didn't start to go to the Duchan before the Chazan finishes the bracha Ritzei, that's Brichas Avoida, Shuvein O'Elo. He's not allowed to Duchan. He has to at least start walking towards the Duchan. There's a Shaila, what if the Kohen started walking to wash his hands? He walks to the back of the shul. He's not walking towards, he didn't wash his hands yet. He starts walking to the back of the shul. So I remember once in Boston, in Maimonides on Yom Kippur, a fellow showed up all year long. He never comes to the shul. He came on Yom Kippur, probably had to say Yisker or something. And then someone was talking to him for an hour to convince him that he should duchen. By the time he finally agreed to duchen, the Chazan already was in the middle of Ritzei, so they weren't going to hold up the whole davening because this guy is going to duchen. Rabbi Soloveitchik Paskin, the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes of Prima Godim, it's not enough. If the kohen starts to walk towards washing his hands, that's not enough. He has to start walking towards the duchen. So Rav Soloveitchik said on this occasion, you could be makel against this Mishnah Berurah. As long as he's starting to walk to get ready, he's walking to the back of the shul in order to wash, not walking to the front of the shul. So he thought that you don't have to be machmas so much like the Mishnah Berurah. Anyway, so that was the explanation that Rav Soloveitchik gave. That's what the Keren Ur explains. And that's why when we duchen, we say the piyut, the tefillah that we offered, asir aseinu, should be pleasant. It should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if we have brought a carbon. That's what it means. That's what that line means. It means you should accept the tefillah as if we had brought the carbon. And since the tefillah is hatzibur, chazaras hashatz is tefillah hatzibur. So when you say ritzei, that succeeds in converting Minatorah, converts the Tfilas HaTzibur into Korban Tzibur. So that works Minatorah, and that's considered the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabbalah Tzibur, so that enables the Kohanim to do. Very fascinating idea. Torah tells us that the Bnei Aharon, Nadab Avihu, brought a korban asher lo tzivo, and they were punished because Teitzayish Mufnei Hashem v'Teicholoisim, they lost their lives. Treifus Neshama v'Guf Kayam, they lost their lives. We have to be careful. That was when the movement of Hasidus first began. So the Mistagnim were very opposed, and they don't go in. Signed a cherem against the Hasidim because they were starting new things, starting dancing in the middle of davening, all kinds of shtick. We have beautiful mitzvahs that were commanded us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have beautiful takonas that the Chachamim made, and we shouldn't decide on our own what we're supposed to do in addition. We should do what we have tradition to do. There's a din of Baal Tosef. You can't just make up your own mitzvahs. So they were punished. Not that they were punished. They lost their lives because of this. After they died, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to instruct Mishael Be'al Tzofon to take their dead bodies out and to take care of burying them. Why didn't Elozev Yisom bury them? There's a din in the beginning of Parshas. Beginning of which Parshas? Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, you have the din of Tumas Koyanim, that a Koyan is not allowed to be mitame unless it's designed correct. And then it says, Lo Yitamo. So lo yitamo achos apsil shelo hasadish lo yitamo as a machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. Well, the lo yitamo is a reshus, a lo yitamo is a chayva. So we pass on like Rabbi Akiva that lo yitamo is a chayva. The kain hedyon is mechiv to me mitami to design krodin, even if he doesn't want to. So how come Yisrael Bel Tzofon was sent? They weren't kohanim. They should have alozav isama, but kohanim had yoytim. So they should have been mitami to, and they were instructed they're not allowed to. Why? So the Ramban over here quotes without saying B'Shem Amar, he's quoting the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim. And Chumash Vayikra, we have every so often the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash will quote things from the Ravid without saying whom he's quoting. Ramban and the Gemara also, Ramban and the Mohammed sometimes will quote a whole chunk from on Har Shoa, on Bava Kama Dafayin. The Ramban and the Mohammed quotes around five lines or so, a whole chunk from the Ravid in the Tmim Deim. He quotes, apparently everybody knew. Like a lot of times you have the Ran on the Rif. A lot of times we'll copy Rashi word for word. It doesn't have to say every time it's copying Rashi. Everybody knows that it's copying Rashi. So here the Ramban also, apparently this was the Ravid's Pirush on the Torah's Kanan was Yadua. So every so often he'll quote a Ravid without saying B'Shem Amroi. See, here he quotes this question from the Ravid. Here he quotes this question. Why weren't Elazar Yisamim Mukhiv the Rakanim had Yotim? Why weren't they Mukhiv to Mimitamit to their brothers who had died? Lo Yitamis Al Chayva. So the Rabbi gives two, the Ramban gives the two answers. The one answer is it was Ahira Shah, Shalala Harbev Simchasu Shalmakim. It was the Shmini Lemiluim. So if you're going to tell only Aaron HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol, and another, he only had five Kohanim, Aaron and four sons. So two sons just died. And then you only have two sons. So then you're going to say, Elazar Yisamim have to be Mitami. So they're out of the picture. They can't do any Avodah. So you're only going to have Aaron HaKohen has to do everything. So it's going to ruin the whole Simcha. So that's one suggestion that the Ramban quotes. Shalol Abev Simchasu Shalmokim Zohi Rasha, that they shouldn't observe that mitzvah on this one occasion. Then he gives another answer that they quote, Rab Soloveitchik quoted, and others have it. Rab Yudel Gershuni has this printed in his Sefer. And I think a Mishpatam Lucha. He has a very strong, Rabbi Yudel Gershuni was one of the biggest Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop's a big Talmid, and he was a Talmid of Rabbi Kook also, and he married the daughter of Rabbi Lezer Silver. He used to call himself Chasdan Ben Asiyah. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi Lezer Silver, who was the chief, who considered himself the chief rabbi of America. Rabbi Lezer Silver was the president of Agudas Rabbanim. He was the Nasi of Agudas Rabbanim, together with others. So he put out a sefer many years ago. He passed away already many years ago. Put out a sefer on the Rambam, Hilchas Malochim. Very strong Lamdish sefer. It's called Mishpatam Lucham. So he put out other Svarim also. Very strong Divrei Torah. So he quotes this whole Maimer in the name of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that there are two, this answers a lot of kashas, that there are two aspects to Kohen Gadol. There's Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and then there's Minui Kohen Gadol. Tosfos in the first Perek in Yuma quotes the Yerushalmi, commenting on Mishnah, is that the Kohen Gadol is Mismana Bepeh, he can be Mistalek Bepeh. The same people who appointed him as the Kohen Gadol can fire him and demote him. And there are Mishnahis, what do you do if he, there's a din of Par Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol is Machal Shabbos B'shekik, he doesn't bring a Kizbo as Sira like anybody else. He has to bring the Afka a par Kohen Gadol. Kizbo Sira is an Ikeva, usually a Chatos is an Ikeva. And the Kohen Gadol who sins has to bring a par Kohen Gadol. And more differences, more detailed differences. So the Gemara had the Mishnayis, and the Gemara has a whole discussion. What if he sinned when he was a Kohen Hedyot? And then they appointed him as a Kohen Gadol. He didn't get to bring the carbon until he's appointed Kohen Gadol. Or what if he sinned while he was a Kohen Gadol, and then they fired him? And then he's going to bring the carbon after he was demoted. He's no longer the Kohen Gadol. Not that they retired him. If they retired him, we say he retains the status of Kohen Gadol. But if they fired him, so the Yerushalmi asked, who fires him? The same is Mana Bepeh, Mistalek Bepeh. The same people who appointed him have the ability to fire him. Who appoints him? It's unclear. So Tosfos and Yuma is not sure. Either Echav HaKohanim, either all the Kohanim have to choose who they think the Kohen Gadol should be, or the Bez Nagadol should appoint. So there are two aspects. That's why they quote B'Shem HaMchaim. There are two aspects. That's Kuna Gadol. There's Kedushas Kuna Gadol that you get Ayidei Meshicha, B'Shem and Amishcha. Shemin HaMishcha was till the end, towards the end of the Bais Rishon period. Yoshio HaMelech was Goynez, says in Sefer Dibrei Yomim in Tanakh, Yoshio HaMelech was Goynez, the Orem with the Luchas, but it's in Tzenes Hamon, and the Shemin HaMishcha. So from that time on, when they appointed a new Kohen Gadol, they didn't have Shemin HaMishcha to be Moshech, and they can't be Moshech Malachim either. Malchei Beis David need Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha. Malchei Yisrael never had Mashiach B'Shemin HaMishcha, they had imitation. Shemen HaMishcha, they had Mashiach B'Shemen HaFarsimon, parsimony oil. I remember many years ago, maybe 30, 40 years ago, they had headlines in the New York Times that has all the news that's fit to print. Whenever you were there, when they write something up in the New York Times, if you were there, you'll see that the article is always full of mistakes. Whoever was there knows that all the articles are full of mistakes. Whenever they write about the news, Maritzel, it's always full of mistakes. So they wrote over here, they found a jug of parsimony oil from the days of Yoshke, from the days of Osa Oish, from 2,000 years ago, And do you know what parsimony oil is? This is the oil that they used to use to anoint the Davidic kings, the Malachim for the Malchus Beis David. That's exactly incorrect. Parsimony oil is what you use to anoint those kings who are not from the Malchus Beis David. Those from Malchus Beis David, you use Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. Shemen Aparsimon is the imitation if you're not from the Malchus Beis David. I remember in the New York Times, they once wrote up Breuers had a Chanukah's Beis HaMedrash when they built the new Beis HaMedrash down the block 190th, whatever, on Bennett. So they were carrying the Sefer Torah from the old Beis HaMedrash to the new Beis HaMedrash. So the police blocked off the whole block, and they held the singing and dancing, and they had rushes, and Rabbi Perlow's father spoke, the Novominsky Rebbe. His father spoke. He was the Rosh Hashiva at Breuers at that time. It was a very beautiful mindset. So when they wrote it up in the New York Times, they wanted to write who these people are, who is Breuers community. So they write the ultra-Orthodox, okay, but they're clean-shaven. They're not ultra-Orthodox like in Williamsburg, but they're clean-shaven. And they write that they shave with a ram's horn. You shave with a ram's horn. So they must have asked someone, how do you shave? So they said, with a shaver. So they thought they said a chauffeur. So they wrote the shave with a ram's horn. It was in the New York Times. Yeah, we always have mistakes. So again, so until Yoshua HaMelech was going as the Shemin HaMishch, how did they appoint the Kohen Gadol? They appointed him. He was mismanabit per ilei echad ha-kohanim or the Sanhedrin. Tosis is not sure who. He was appointed with a chaloshenka, an appointment, a title, Kohen Gadol. And then he got the Kedushas Kohen Gadol with the Mashiach of the Shemin HaMishch. After they were going as the Shemin HaMishch, how did they endow a Kohen Hedyad with Kedushas Kohen Gadol? So they did Ribud B'Gadol. So the Gemara learns that after Psukim. He had to do Avodah for 7 days in a row, wearing the Shemayna Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So the Mashiach of the Shemin HaMishch, or later the Ribud B'Gadim, gives him the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. And the appointment, either by Yechav Kohanim or by the Bezna Gadol, that gives him the Shem Kohen Gadol, that gives him the title. So some of the dinim of Kohen Gadol depend on the Shem Kohen Gadol, some of the dinim depend on Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So here, this is what the Ramban has on Chumash, and he got it from the Raivin in the Torah Kohan, Pirish on the Torah Kohan, is by the Raivin, by the regular Raivin. The Raivin on the Sifre is probably not. They printed a few years ago, someone printed a manuscript that's attributed to the Rabbi. It doesn't sound like the Rabbi at all. The Rabbi always has something original to say, something razzle-dazzle, like the Balamor always has something original. They learned by Harusa, so they always have something sparkling to say. The Rabbi's, the Pirish and the Sifrei that they have is very boring. He hardly says anything. So it doesn't seem to be the famous Rabbi. Maybe some other Rabbi, different person. So the Ramban gives a mashal here that since all the four sons of Aharon, HaKohen, had Meshicha, they weren't born as Kohanim. They became Kohanim later in life after they were born. So they all, it says in the Chumash, they all needed Meshicha. So they all had a Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The only one who had the Shem Kohen Gadol, the title, was Aharon HaKohen. He was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bezna Gadol. But the Bnei Aharon had Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So with respect to Tumas Kohanim, so how do you know which dinim depend on Shem Kohen Gadol, which dinim depend on Kedushas Kohen Gadol? So the Ramban writes, I think that could be also on the right, but I don't remember this part. Ramban writes, you can tell based on the dinim of Mashiach Mochama. Mashiach Mochama is not given the title of Kohen Gadol. He doesn't have the title. He's a Kohen Hedyot. Hedyot in Greek means a commoner, idiot. Idiot means a plain person. By us, idiot means an idiot, stupid. But in Greek, idiot means a hedyot, a plain person. A hedyot, hedyot kofetz berosh. A kohen hedyot is a plain kohen. So the Mashiach Mochama is a kohen hedyot, but he has kedushas kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, and next to the last perik in Yuma, it's a very short perik. The Gemara there has a whole discussion which dinim of Kohen Gadol apply to the Mashiach Mocham, which dinim do not. Like there's a machlekes hatanoim when the Kohen Gadol dies, so the one who killed Bishegig, who has to stay in Ari Mitla, the most Kohen Gadol goes home. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. What if the Mashiach Mocham dies? If you have two Kohanim Gadolim, let's say, you have two Kohanim Gadolim, one retired, they didn't fire him, they didn't remove him from his position. One retired, and then they appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So if the old one dies, even though he's not functioning for the last 5 years, he retired, but he's a kohen gadol. And if he dies, so the harig bishgaga can go home from the ori miklat. So what if the Mashiach Muhammad dies? So that's a machlekes satanim. But the Mashiach Muhammad is muzer ala tumah. He's not allowed to be metamei. He's not allowed to be metamei even to the zayin krov. Only to a meis mitzvah. He has a din like a kohen gadol. So that's why Elazar some, even though they were kohanim, had yotim. They didn't have the shame kohen gadol, but they had the kedushas kohen gadol. So this distinction, this we attribute to Rav Chaim, the two dinim of kohen gadol, and this answers a lot of kashas in Maseches Nozir. Okay. The Gemara has an interesting comment on the first daf in Perek Ela Megalchen. The Gemara, the second daf in Ela Megalchen. The Gemara says, "Beregel on Yamim Tovim, because there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, so one does not observe Aninus. One doesn't observe Aninus on Yontif. So the Gemara says, "Kain Gadol Kol Hashana Kula." Yisrael Baregel Dami. Let's say someone dies on Yantif. Someone dies on Yantif. So you don't observe, you bury. Yantif Rishon, bury Agadei Amimim. Yantif Sheni, you bury Agadei Yisrael. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that b'zman hazeh. He doesn't think it's permissible. He thinks that the coolest to bury the Mesim, Yantif Rishon, Agadei Amimim, Yantif Sheni, Agadei Yisrael. It's not because of the mitzvah of Kavatik Berenu Bayamahu. It's a mitzvah to bury the Mesim on the same day. He thinks that it's only because the nivola meis, because the body is going to decompose. But he says that today, that they put the body in a freezer, he doesn't think there's any heter at all to bury. Not the akum, not the yisrael. You should keep the body in a freezer to lift the yontem and then do the kfura. Then the Agudas Rabbanim made an issa many years ago that you shouldn't do funerals on yontem rishon, on yontem sheni. I remember when I was a little boy growing up in the Bronx. There used to be funerals on Yom Tov and Yom Sheni, so the relatives would fly in on Yom Tov, Marba Kamfasaret. Then everybody would drive their cars to New Jersey. The Kvura used to take place in New Jersey. There was an awful lot of Chilul Yom Tov. They used to drive a lot. So the Agudas Rabbanim made an issa, whether Rav Moshe is right or wrong. Many of them didn't agree with Rav Moshe. Many disagreed. They felt, no, it's a din in the Gemara. It applies even as Bana said, you have freezes. But they felt that it's going to cause so much chilul yontif, improper chilul yontif. They're not allowed to drive to the cemetery. So that's why they asked it. Here in Breuers, in the neighborhood, they never followed Rav Moshe Feinstein and they never followed Agudas Rabbanim. So they, until recently, they always used to have funerals. People die every day of the year. So they used to have funerals on Yontif Rishon, Ayidei Amimah, on Yontif Shein, Ayidei Yisrael. But I think under the present rabbi, Rabbi Mantel, I think he did away with it because it's always going to cause more chilul yontif than you're allowed to do. Anyway, so the Gemara has a din. Let's say Kavris Mesa Beregel, someone dies and is buried. The Shiva doesn't begin till after the cross. So let's say someone was buried in Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni. You don't begin Shiva. You know, Dvarim Shebetzina, and the Shiva doesn't begin till after Yontif. So let's say someone was buried the first day Pesach. So the relatives have to observe Shiva for 2 weeks. The whole Pesach, they observe Avelus, Dvarim Shebetzina, they observe it. Then they have to sit Shiva for another 7 days afterwards. So the Gemara has a lashon. Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana Kula, Yisrael Beregel Dami. Just like Yisrael Beregel doesn't observe Avelus, so the Kohen Gadol all year long doesn't observe Avelus. That's what Aaron HaKohen was. That's the din that the Kohen Gadol, the coin is metame to design kroivim lo yitama. We pass lo yitama is a chayva. So the Rambam quotes from the goinim that avelus yom rishon is deraisa. The mechaber paskins like that based on the chachmi svarah that the first day of shiva is a din deraisa. The last 6 days are din derabbanan. The Rambam paskins for Ashkenazim like the Rosh and the Bali Atesu that all of shiva is only derabbanan. All of shiva shloshim yud beischodesh. Everything is only derabbanan. Aninus is a deraisa, but Avelus is only the Rabbanan. So the Rambam quotes from the Goinim, who are of the opinion that Avelus and Rishon is deraisa. So where is the Pasuk in Chumash that says you're obligated to observe Avelus when someone dies? So that's a Pasuk, lo yitama. Lo yitame means a coin is mechuyv to me metapon on the kfuras ames. That's a nihug avelos. The Rama writes kama chamuri he mitzvah. The Rama Menilchas Oval writes kama chamuri he mitzvah avelos she nitches mi paneho isa tumas koyanim. So the Rama understood that the din of lo yitame the chiyuv to be metame to the zayin kravim is itself a form of nihug avelos. So since the kangodol is not allowed to be metame even to the zayin kravim, it means that he doesn't observe avelos. That's a simple reading of the Gemara that the kangodol does not observe avelos all year long. Kangodol kol hashana kula ki yisol beregel dam, just like yisol beregel. Osi esi the rabbi midachi esi the yochid esi of simchas yontif is binding on all of klal yisrael. So even this individual who's supposed to observe ebel yochid asi loch esi the yochid means avelos. He's supposed to observe avelos, so he's not allowed to on yontif. So the Kangodol all year long is like that also. He has to observe a mitzvah of simcha. Where does the chiyuv simcha come from? Simcha is only on Shal and Regalim. And on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, also there's simcha, also Deich Avelus, there's a chiyuv simcha. Where do you get the chiyuv simcha by the Kangodol? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, I think he has this printed in Isha Halacha in a footnote, but he used to say the Nishur and Baal Peh that the chiyuv simcha emanates from the status of being lifnei Hashem, l'smachtem lifnei Hashem alakechem. So one is lifnei Hashem on Shalosh Regalim. Then the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also this machlokes hatanaim. Is there a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is it deicha avelus? So we pass from that it is deicha avelus. So that could be because halachik debar nekal ba'avol. But we pass on that you say Shechionu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And some of the Rishonim learn on that Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem on the base that was the Diyun in the Gemara. What they say Shechionu means, is there a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is there only a Chiyuv Simcha on Shalosh Regalim? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Chiyuv Simcha is based on being Lifnei Hashem. Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Alakechem. So on Shalosh Regalim, there's a Chiyuv to be Ola Regal. So you Mechiv to be Lifnei Hashem. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't go today, we're all Tmeim, but there's theoretically, there's a Chiv to be Ola Regal, to be Lifnei Hashem, to enter into the Azar. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what's Lifnei Hashem? So you said, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, with respect to En Kategar Nasa Sanegar, that you're more Machmer Lifnei V'Lifnim. And the Kangodol is not allowed to enter Lifnei V'Lifnim on Yom Kippur with the big days off. Why? Because En Kategar Nasa Sanegar, all the gold in the world is reminiscent of the Egel HaZahav. And to blow Shofar, but the Shofar Shal Paro, the Paro is the mother of the Egel. So that's also, it wasn't a real Egel, it was the Egel HaZahav. But all Paros in the world and all gold in the world, this is not the gold from the Egel HaZahav. All gold in the world and all Paros in the world are considered Dover HaMakatrig. And Sen Kategan Asanega. Usually outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Sen Kategan Asanega is only if this is a Lulav HaGozel. If this Lulav, this particular Lulav is a Kategar. This was used for an Aver. Cheftza Shal Aver can't be used to serve as a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. But whenever you're Lefnai or Lefnim, so then the Kangodol can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the big Zov, because all Zov in the world is a Kategar. But what does it have to do at Rosh Hashanah? He's not going in Lifnai V'Lifnim. He's blowing Shofar in New York or New Jersey. So the Gemara says, no, Kevin, this is Karan Ka'asi, Kelifnim Dami. Since the whole purpose of Kiv Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is, this is Karan Ka'asi, so it has the status of being Lifnai V'Lifnim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Chiyuv to blow Shofar makes it that we are Lifnei Hashem. What's on Yom Kippur? We have, in addition to the obligation to do tshuva all year long, the regular din, there's an additional chiyuv. The Rabbi Yonah and Shari Tshuva has that. There's an additional chiyuv, a special chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Why is it different? So you have to do, what do you need? The same chiyuv. There must be that there's something added. So he discussed that in his drushas. But when a person does averis, and the Navi has a losh, and Rakam and Esech, Mahim Abdilim Beinechem Labein Elakechem. The Rambam has this in the Shemana Prokim, in the Hakdamah to Pirkei Avos. When people do Averis, so the Averis are like Mechitzu Shal Barzel, to be Mapsik between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an obligation to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur, have an obligation all year long, but on Yom Kippur even more so, Nafkeminis Ledina also. So because of the Chiyuv Tshuva, so we're supposed to come back to be in the status of Lifnei Hashem. But that's why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though there's no Aliyah L'Regel, it's also considered Lifnei Hashem. That's why there's a Chiyuv Simcha. How does this carry over to the Kangodol? Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam has a lashon Hilchos Klei Hamikdash. You appoint a kohen gadol, uchvodo b'sifarto of the kohen gadol to be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long, to do what? What is part of the fixture of the Beis Hamikdash, mean to supervise hakrovos hakarbonos. He gave a long arichas on this. I just said it over the kids. So that's why the simple reading was that the kohen gadol does not observe avevos. Kohen gadol kol hashana kula ki yisrael baregel domi. Just like yisrael baregel is lefnei Hashem, and that engenders a chiyuv simcha. Whenever there's a chiyuv simcha, also yesed the Rambam, the ochi yesed the yochid, one doesn't observe avevos. So too the kohen gadol is makrivainin all year long. Why? Kohen gadol kol hashana kula ki yisrael baregel domi. He's makrivainin because he has a chiyuv to be lefnei Hashem, to be kvoda b'sefarta, to be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long. So that's why the kohen gadol has a chiyuv simcha. That's derech avel. It's a problematic Rambam. The Rambam writes that the kohen gadol observes avelus like anybody else. So that's against the gemara. The achrayim es tekash. So you give a very shvachet terutzim where the Rambam got it from. This the pashtus is that it's against the gemara. Yeah, so then Moshe Rabbeinu and Sirach Hatas Sarav Darosh Darash Moshe Ben Esar Rav. So he got upset at the Bnei Aharon. And then Aaron explained that they were owning him. Chatas Hayam Hayita Beni Hashem. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, was told them, Vichlo Matzah Seitzel HaMizbeach, they should eat the Shiori HaMincha. So he says, yeah, the Mincha was a Hirah Shoah, Korban. And Moshe Rabbeinu was told that they should eat the mincha even though they're in a state of aninus. Kohen gadol is makrivain ve'ein oichaloin. He's not allowed to eat in the state of aninus. It's only makrivainin, ein oichaloinin. So Aaron HaKohen tainid lo yafin on doris mishua. The sira chatas that was burnt was the Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf was the soy rosh chodesh. There were gimel chatos were brought that day. Chatas nachshan. It was the first day of the 12 days that the 12 Nisim brought the Chanukah's HaMizbeach. So the first day was Chatas Nachshon Ber Aminadav Lamata Yehuda. Then they brought the Chatas from the special Karbonis in the beginning of Shemini. Then there was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they brought the Chatas Ledoiris. So that's what Aaron HaKohen argued. It should be a Kal V'chomer from the din of Ma'aser Sheni. You're not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni in the state of Aninus. You're not allowed to eat in the state of Aninus. So Madach, Ma'aser Sheni is not a carbon. So carbonus for sure you're not allowed to eat in the state of Aninus. So Moshe Rabbeinu was maskin. Ma'ita b'yenei. How does it say? The Moshe Rabbeinu was maskin with Aharon. So the Gror quotes over here, I think, and Adaris Aliyo, if I'm not mistaken, quotes a passage from the Zohar. That Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebichsav and Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shebalpeh. It's interesting. Aaron HaKohen is the one who made the Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is the first of the Yudim Midrash HaTorah and Darshei Hashem. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it seems that everything was Torah Shebichsav. The Beis Halevi has a famous drasha, the Rav Soloveitchik would say over every couple of years. In the end of a Chelek Beis, so the Tshuvas of the Beis Halevi has a collection of drushas. So there's one long drasha that there was a major difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnius. Luchas Rishonis, there was no plan of having any Torah Shabbat. Everything was written on the Luchas Rishonis. Whenever there would be a Shalat, they'd look on the Luchas, they would find everything. Has mainly sources from Zohar, and he has a couple of Gemaras also. And after Tosfos in HaNizokin and Gittin quotes the Medrash Rabba on the Pasuk and the Novi, Echtav lo ruba tarasei halokam ozar nechshovu. That after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Christians claim that the Jews were sent into Golos and they lost their status as the Am HaNivcha, and they, because we didn't accept Osa Huish, and they did accept Osa Huish, so they are now the Am HaNivcha. But to be the Am HaNivcha, you have to have the Torah. So they have the Torah. They follow their Torah. So the Rebbein Shlom said he knows a day will come when the Goyim will have Shlita over the Jewish people. Before the Chet HaEgel, it was understood that no nation in the world will ever have Shlita again over the Jews. It's yes, Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Chayrus Olam. the goyim will never have a shlita over us again. Under the Nazis, there was slave labor, but it was illegal. Under Mitzrayim, it was legal. Legally, they had a right to. It was legal. Under the Nazis, it was illegal. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knew that there's going to, after the Chetek, Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, he's going to punish Bnei Yisrael, we will be tachas shilten ha'umis. So the Yom Yisraelim will be able to claim that they're the Am HaNivchar. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to change his plan. He had to introduce a concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is only for the Jews. Torah Shebichsav we can show to the Goyim. They were instructed to write Bayer Heitev, Yeshiva Meloshen on the Avonim in the Yarden when they crossed over the Yarden days of Yeshiva Benun. Why Yeshiva Meloshen? Open to the public. Let the Yom Yisraelim see what it says in the Chumash. If they want to convert, they don't want to convert. They have a right to see what it says in the Chumash. But the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara says, Yanala, So the Rishonim say that Shvidi Esh has a whole truth about this. The Rishonim say that din Mishpat Mal Yidom goes on Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is only supposed to be miyuchad for the Jewish people. Unfortunately, now the Art Scroll has printed everything in English. And the Vatican has a standing order. Whenever Artscroll puts out another volume, so they have they send them 25 copies, and they're galochim sitnei lo in the Torah Shebaal Peh. But they have no choice. If they're not going to send, Artscroll is not going to send, so they'll buy it in the store. The God Jewish Judaica store, they'll be able to buy it. So they have no choice. But the original plan was on the Luchas Rishonis, everything was Torah Shebaal Peh. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh came after the Chet Egon. So that's how the Medrash interprets the Pasuk. Echter loy rube teirasi, if I'll write kol ha-Torah kula, Rebbein Shalom says, halo g'mazar nechshavu, then the Christians will be able to claim that they are the Am HaNivchar, and the Jews have nothing to prove that we are the Am HaNivchar. So that's why the Rebbein Shalom, after the Chet Egon, when he was goyzel, it would be tachas shiltan humus, he had to introduce a concept that only Aseres Adibus was written on the Lucha Shnius. That's what the Pasuk says. Psal Lucha Shna Lucha Savarim, Karishanim Chasapte Yisadvarim, Karish Bohu Moshe Rabbeinu made the Luchas the second time. First Luchas were Maisa Elikim. Second Luchas was carved out by Moshe Rabbeinu. Psal Lucha. But the Ksiva was done by Karish Bohu both times. Ve'achtova Haluchas Yisadvarim Asher Oyu, Allah Lavichos HaShonim Asher Shibarto. On the second Luchas, the Beis HaLevi points out, it was only written Aseres Adibus. That was what was on the text of the Luchas at the time Moshe Rabbeinu smashed it. When he came down from Har Sinai, he saw them dancing with the eagle. And then he saw the Osius, the rest of the Osius and the Luchas were Porchas Bavir, it flew away. And it was only left a miracle, and it was only left in the Luchas a ton of Evan and the Aseres Adibras. So the second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this time I'm only going to write what was there at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu smashed it. And there's one opinion in the Medrash that he didn't smash it. It was so heavy because all the other Osius were Parchos. Everything got filled up with heaven. So he was carrying, he was schlepping a ton of heaven. So it was too heavy, so he dropped it. So that's all the long arichas of the Beis HaLevi. It could be that that's what this passage in the Zohar means, that the Gra quotes, that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebichsav. Everything by him, by the Luchas Rishonim, was Torah Shebichsav. And then Aaron HaKohen is recorded in Chumash, and he made this Kal V'chomer, Hayita B'eini Hashem, should be a Kal V'chomer from the Ma'aseh Sheni HaKal, that an Oinon is not allowed to eat. So certainly an Oinon is not allowed to eat Karbonus. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, was told they should eat the mincha ichlo matzah ichlo mizbeach. So Aaron said, "Doris mishol eafina." There's a din kal v'chomer. You learn that midinech lechavera on the assumption that Shagasari has this in the Tshuvas Hachadosh. He says, "You learn that kal v'chomer binyanav midinech lechavera." You have a din atzishita momdim. Says by the Krushin atzishita momdim. From the word omdim, they learn kederch gedilosam that you have to hold the lulav and the esrik. Whenever you use a natural item, you have to hold gederch gedilosam. The achrenim work on the kasha. How come the schach has to be geduli karka? Not you don't put a gederch gedilosam. Why don't we insist you have to put up the schach in such a way it should be the way it grew from the ground? The Gemara establishes from when the pasuk got to shitimom them that kol mitzvahs kulam meaning gederach nilos. So the premise of many dinim is that you assume many halachas, you assume kol haTorah kulin yanecha, all the dinim fit into one big pattern. So that's only the dinim that are noig l'doros. Something that's a hirasha doesn't fit into the same pattern. So that's what the Gemara says. Aaron HaKohen argued, Doris Misho lo yafinu. You were told a hirasha regarding the mincha. The mincha was a hirasha. It was a special mincha. Mincha satzibur. He was told the hirasha chulam matzeh kal mizbech, despite the fact that the baninas yochlua. But it doesn't carry over to the soya rosh chodesh. Soya rosh chodesh is a regular din l'doros. So all the dinim l'doros fit into one big pattern. That's why you can learn that mit din echad l'chavera. Everything has to fit into the pattern. But the dinim that are hayru ashoa, doris mishol layafin, and ashoa midoris layafin. It's not part of Torah. Torah is only a dinim that annoyed l'doros. Then Aaron HaKohen was told the din, they were told the halacha, you're not allowed to do avoida. If the Kohen shoshos revius, if he drank, you're not allowed to do avoida, you're not allowed to duchen. That's a shaila where the Kohen shoshos revius, not allowed to duchen. Is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan? Because the Gemara says, a Kohen is a bamum, is not allowed to do avoida, but he is permitted to duchen. So you see that you don't carry over all the dinim of kuhuna. You don't have to wear big day kuhuna when you duchen. Even though duchening is called an avoida, the Gemara considers duchening a form of avoida, but it does not have all the same dinim as avoida. So how did they know to decide that shasa revis is not allowed to duchen and a balmum doesn't bother me? How did they decide? So the Gemara says because in Parshas Noso, the din of nazir appears right next to the din of duchening, and the nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so therefore you're not allowed to drink wine when you duchen. Yedash and Smuchim, we paskin yoni is machlegis hatanoim and Yibam is davdalid and in brachas and we paskin yoni dash and Smuchim and Mishnah Torah. This is in Parshas Nosai. This is in Chumash by Midrash. It's not Mishnah Torah. So you don't dash and Smuchim. So there on that Gemara, and that's a Gemara, the end of Tainus, a chilik between Balmum and Shasa Yayim. On that Gemara, there's a machlokes. Many Rishonim hold that the whole din shasa revi is not allowed to duchen. It's only midi rabbanim because they don't really darshan smuchim and kol tarkul. Some hold that it's a real din deraisa. So that's you got to work on that machlokes of Rishonim whether that din shasa revi is not allowed to duchen. Is that a din deraisa, din derabbanim? Here the pasuk says that yai mishecher al teish uloharos is bnei yisrael l'skol achukim. Uloharos means the paskin. So the Gemara says that. Shasa Revis is not allowed to paskin either, just like Shasa Yain is not allowed to do Avoida, not allowed to duchen, so he's not allowed to paskin in Shaila either. Yeah, what about in Shulchan Aruch it's quoted? Yeah, what about Bizman Hazeh? So it says in the Ramah, if it's a rabbi who drank a wine, is not allowed to paskin. Shikr, Shama Shakra, not allowed to paskin. What if it's Dav HaMafurish B'Psukim? It's a Beferish B'Pasik Torish B'Chzab. That's not called Hayroah. Hayroah lo Haros is many, so it's only called Hayroah if it's a din that's part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. But that's just a maramokam. You ask me, am I allowed to wear this garment? I say, no, it has tzemer pishtim. See, it's linen and wool together, and I show you a pasuk in Chumash. So that's not called a Hayroah. You ask me, today is Friday, they have to lick tefillin and say, yes, I'm drunk. I had wine for breakfast. I say, you're not you're mechuyev to wear tefillin on Friday. That's a dinim chumash. That's not called all the hayros. Hayroah, the Gemara says, whenever zilkri beirab, that's not called the hayroah. If I just ask the children and cheder, they learn chumash. Whatever's Torah Shabbat is not called hayroah. That's the Gemara, the first daf, and hayri is. Hayroah is only on something in Torah Shabbat Peh. So if it's a dav hamafurish bepsukim, so then it's not called hayroah, so it's mutter to paskin. Then there's another girsa in the Ramah. There are two ways, there are two readings in the Ramah. Dav hamafurish beposkim. Not dav hamafurish bepsukim, but dav hamafurish beposkim. Why is that not hayroah? So that's what some interpret in the Ramah. The Shach talks about the two girsas in the Ramah. It's in Yeridei. Hilchas hayroah sisavet around Simen Reish Mem. So when they have the dinim of hayroah sisavet. So some say because nobody has smicha bezman hazeh. The Rambam's opinion is that smicha is not a din in Besen. Machlokes Tosus and the Rambam. Ravelvel is all the way. She has it in his sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam's opinion is that smicha is a din in Hayroah. It's not a din in Besen. So today nobody has any real smicha. All the smicha is imitation smicha, because in Arish Mipisha Moshe Rabbeinu can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So since nobody has smicha, so nobody's giving any haruah. Anyone who paskens anything today is just like the Minchas Chinuch has a loshim mar makamani loch. Now Chinuch writes in every mitzvah, he said there's Shagas Aryeh and there's a Taisus and there's a Ramam and there's a Ritva and there's a Shita Mekubetzes. He says, I'm not saying anything, I'm just giving you mar makamis. So anyone who paskens any shadah today, al pi din, it's not really a haruah, because nobody has any smicha today, according to the Rambam. Hayruah is a din. Hayruah is a din. Smicha is a din. Hayruah. So it's just that the person is telling you, look in this sefer. If you look in all these sources, you come to the same conclusion that you see on your own that that's the din. But so if it's a davar hamafurish bepaskim and he shows you where it says it, then it's marmok. But if it's a davar shetolei beshikol adas and he's going to use shikol adas if he's shiker, so then. Then we're afraid he may be making a mistake. But if he quotes, he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and he shows him where it says it in Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva. So Dami Hochehim, he's the one, he's like a mafteach. If you have a mafteach to the Igris Moshe, what does it matter if you're drunk? But you have a mafteach for the Igris Moshe, and it says, Beferish, what the din is. So you follow what it said. So that's what others have the gears in their Amor, their Bizman Hazeh. Though not only Dabam Furish, but Psukim Yolada Paskim, because that's Zilkre Beirav, there's no Hairoa. And Torah Shemichsav Dama Furish BePaskim, and there's no need for Shikar Adas, so that also there's no Iser of Shikar Asa LaHayras.
Rebbe,
yeah,
is that true also with Dayanim also, that Dayanim nowadays aren't necessarily giving Horot, they're more also giving Maim Mekomen also, is that the same bit as a Rav or?
Yeah, because nobody has any smicha today. Yes. Nobody has any smicha today. Oh, there's a lot to talk about in today's sedra. You have the dinim, the two ways to become tohar. Either you tovel in a mikveh, you tovel in a mayon. Mikveh means kovah b'kaimi, means the water is stationary. If the water is echelin, it's a psul deraisa, because it's not, you have to have, the water has to be in a eshborin. Eshborin means a shever, a crack in the ground. It has to be stagnant, has to be stationary. If the water is flowing, then it's no good. It's absorbed the rice. And a mayan means the source of the water is from under the ground, not that it comes from the rainwater. What do you mean the source of water from under the ground? The Chazal were aware in the first Perikin times, they were aware of the water cycle. All the water evaporates. Every drop of water in the world comes down from the clouds and it goes back up, evaporates, comes down, goes up, comes down. All the water comes from the clouds. So what do you mean? All the water is a mik. All the water should be notvim. The Gemara calls the rainwater is called notvim. And notvim is no good if it's zochlim. If it's moving, it has to be stagnant. And if it's zochlim, if the source of the water is from under the ground, then it's good even though it's zochlim. So what do you mean the source of the water is from under the ground? All the water comes from the rainwater. So the answer is, when it rains and the water goes under the ground long enough and then it shoots back up, Then it no longer has the din of notvim, has the din of a mayan. So how long does it have to roll under the ground? That's a question. A foot, a yard, a mile, 10 miles, how long? That's a discussion. So the Mishkan Zankiv has an important shuvah about that. How long does the water, because all the water in the world comes from the rain. The Gemara talks about the water cycle. So that's a serious shuvah. How do you decide whether any given location is a mikveh or a mayan? Yeah, the Chumash says you can either be tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon, except for a zav. A zav has to be dafke tovel in a mayon. What about a zavo? So the Ramban talks about it in Parsha Shmini, and Rashi on the Gemara has in about 8 different places. So half of them, I think it's around 4 and 4, 5 and 5, maybe 10 places. Half of the places Rashi writes that a zavo is just like a zav needs maim chaim, so a zav also needs maim chaim. That would be a big chumr, because we are machman ashididan, we have the chumr that we treat all the women as if they're zavah, that you need shemenikim. So if you treat all the women as if they're zavah, they need shemenikim, then you need a mayan. So we really don't paskin like that. So Rashi and the other places, the other 4 or 5 places writes that that's a mistake, because there's a beferish at Tosefta that says in Megillah, They both need shivinikiyim and bedikas and so on. Ein bein zav lezava elo shazav ton maim chaim azava ena ton maim chaim. So the Beferish Tosefta. So the Ramban Achomish also quotes some of the Gaonim said like those five Rashi's that azava does need maim chaim, and he says the Ramban says that it's wrong. It's against the Tosefta Megillah that says Beferish ein bein zav lezava elo that the zav needs maim chaim and the zava does not need maim chaim. Okay. There's a lot more, but we'll have to save it for some other occasion. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. Very good.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.
A good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Can I just ask something?
Yes.
Like the Gemara, which we learned not long ago in the Daf Yomi in Shkolim, that is a three-way machlokes. What exactly was written on the Luchos? It was like a 5 and 5 or a 10 and 10. And then the third sheet they held with all the Ketukim and Perushim. It sounds like the others didn't hold it. They had all the Ketukim and everything else.
Yeah. That's right.
Because the Rebbe was saying that the first Luchos had with the Torah Shu'al Peh incorporated into it.
Yeah. That's how the lady. I don't remember if he quotes that Yerushalmi. Yeah. He quotes a lot of Mar Mekayim. I don't know if he quotes the Yerushalmi.
Sure.
Very good. Okay.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos again, Rabbi. Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Very good.